You got to the third last line of Kufi Gimel Beis. We're in the middle of the different eights that different different Tzivuim, the different Tanaim and Amoraim gave. So the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Vayeshevis Adam Toyer. So, Mide Raisa, a woman, after she's a Yeledis, she has a certain period of Dam Toyer. If it's a Zachar, she has, for after the 7 days of Tumah, she has 33 days of Tara. And for Nekeva, she has 14 days of Tumah, and then 66 days of Tahara. So a woman who's Yeshevas Adam Toyar, and then she's goes to the, then she finishes that period of her 33 days or her 66 days. So Asur L'Shamish, so she shouldn't have Tashmish right afterwards. Because until now she's used to being Mishamish and not being concerned, even if there's Dam there, who cares? It's Dam Toyer. So she might continue being Mishamish that way without realizing that if there's Dam, that now it's a problem. So she wouldn't like be looking out for it, be caring for it, and really if there was Dam there at that point in time, it would already be a problem. So therefore, they should take a break. They shouldn't be mishamish right away, right after the Dam Tayar finishes, in order to not run into this problem. So Vayeshevis al Dam Tayar, also the shamish is also to be mishamish after she finishes her days. Akam, for how long? Am Rav Aina. Rav said for one Aina. So Rashi over here translates Aina for to mean a 24-hour period. However, in Hilchas Nida, in Misachas Nida, many times whenever we have Nida, all the word Aina, all the Rishonim ask, it always means one period, one 12-hour period, meaning either a day or a night. So that's what it should mean here as well, not 24 hours, but rather a one 24-hour period. It means her 33 days or 66 days always ends by the evening. So one night she's Aser, and then already the next morning, that's already considered enough of a break that they don't have to be concerned anymore. Tana. We have a braisa that says, Hu Yosef Ish Hutzal, Hu Yosef Abavli, Hu Isi Ben Gur Aryeh, Hu Isi Ben Yehuda, Hu Isi Ben Gamliel, Hu Isi Ben Malal. This is all the same person. The person who's known as Yosef Ish Hutzal is the same person as Yosef Abavli, which is the same person as Isi ben Gur Aryeh, which is the same person as Isi ben Yehuda, which is the same as Isi ben Gamliel, which is the same as Isi ben Mahalal. Umashemayim, what was his real name? Isi ben Akavya. His real name was Shemay. His real name was Isi ben Akavya. Similarly, Hu Rebitza ben Tavla, Hu Rebitza ben Chakla, Hu Rebitza ben Ilo. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Tavla is the same person as Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chakla, who is the same person as Rabbi Yitzchak ben Ilah. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Acha de Shmaitza, whenever you have Stam Rabbi Yitzchak, so if it's in a Sugya, so Stam Rabbi Yitzchak in a Sugya is Rabbi Yitzchak ben Acha. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchos da Agarta. And if you have a Stam Rabbi Yitzchak in Agarta, so then it's assumed to be Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas. The Simonich, and your simon to remember which is which, because there's a pasuk that the pasuk says Shimuni Achi V'Ami. So Shimuni is like the lashon of Shmaitza, and it says Achi, which is the lashon of Acha. So Rabbi Yitzchak ben Acha is the one of Shmaitza. Omer Rabba Bar Barchan Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Rabba Bar Barchan is said over in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Mishmei de Rabbi Yehuda ber Beloi, who said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda ber Beloi, Echo Batzel v'shev Bitzel, a person should eat vegetables like onions, meaning don't eat such expensive food, v'shev Bitzel, and this way he's not going to have much debt, he's not going to be spending a lot of money to keep up with his habits, and therefore he's always going to be able to sit in the shade of his house. He's not going to be able to. He's not going to have to give up his house to his creditors. Don't eat geese and roosters, meaning chashev foods that are expensive, v'libcha roidif alecha, because then you're going to get used to it. Your heart's always going to chase your desires, what you've become accustomed to, and eventually you're going to lose all your money. Pachos mimechlecha o mimishtecha. A person should minimize how much he eats and drinks. He should deduct from that which he eats and drinks. V'slaysev adiroscha, and instead use it to spend money on a good dira, on a good living quarters. I mean, instead of spending money on food and on drink, rather put away, spend less money on that, and put away that money to use it to buy a dira. He also ula, Omar, when ula came, he said over, Moslem, the Marav and Eretz Yisrael, they say a moshel. The Ochel Elisa, somebody who's accustomed to eating the tail, right, so the tail is a very fatty piece of meat, so it's a nice, expensive hush of a food. So his what's eventually going to happen is Toshiba Lisa. He's going to end up having to hide in the attic. When it's similar to what we said before, someone who's accustomed to eating fancy food every day, so he's going to have to keep up his habits. He's going to be spending a lot of money. He's going to get himself into much debt, and eventually, all his creditors are going to come and seek him out and look for him. So he's going to have to hide himself. So the Ochel Lisa, this person who's accustomed to eating this fatty meat from the tail, Toshiba Lisa, the end is going to end up being that he's going to have to hide somewhere in an attic, in order that his creditors shouldn't be able to find him. Whereas the Ochel Kukuli is somebody who eats vegetables, not such expensive food, so he's not going to eat himself into debt. So then, Akilkuli, the Masa Yitzchok, if he could sit, Akilkuli literally means in the dumps, but he could sit in some open area in front of everybody in the town, everybody sees him, and he's got no problem, because since he's not going to be in debt, he's not going to be afraid of anybody, he has no problem sitting all in front of people. So says the Mishnah, going back to now the Seder. So Mazgulei Kais Rishon, they poured for him the first Kais, which is the Kais of Kiddush. Bishamay Oymen, Bishamay says Mevorech Alayoyim Va'achakach Mevorech Alayayim. So the order of Kiddush is, we had this in Brachos by every Kiddush, but the same is true by the Kiddush Pesach night as well, that first you make the Brach of Kiddush, Asher Kedushonim Mitzvayisov, and so on, Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim, and only afterwards, Mevorach Alayayin, then you make your Berir Pri HaGafen. U'Beisil Oymen, Beisil says the opposite, Mevorach Alayayin, first you make your Berir Pri HaGafen, V'Achakach Mevorach Alayayim, and then you say the Bracha of Kiddush Hayayim, which is what we do. So Tan Rabbanan, Devarim Shabim Beisham and Beisil Lesud. The Brisa begins and says, what are the machlokes in between Beisham and Beisil regarding Hilchos Suda? And like we know from the 8th paragraph of Brachos, there's a whole list of them, but we're just quoting the beginning of the Brisa over here. The first machlokes is because that's what's negiah to us. Beisham Oimrim Mivorach Alayayin Ba'achakach Mivorach Alayayin. Beisham says, when you make Kiddush, you first make the Brach of Kiddush Ayayim, and only afterwards do you make the Berir Pri HaGafen on the wine. Why? Because number one, why are you making Kiddush in the first place? Because of the Yayim. So the Yayim is the more important one. That's the one that should take precedence. Because of the mitzvah of Kiddush, that's cool for why you're bringing the Yayim. So the Iker is the Kiddush, and the Tafel is the Yayim. So you should make a bracha on Yayim first, and only afterwards should you make a bracha on the Yayim. Svara number two, Ukvar Kiddush Hayayim Vadayin Yayin Leiba. Chronologically, Kiddush should also come first, because it became Shabbos before the wine came to the table. I mean, Shabbos happened as soon as it became Shkir, it says. And right then and there, you already had a Chiv to be Mekadosh on wine. So the Chiv of Kiddush took effect on you first. And only afterwards, when the wine actually came to the table, that's when you became mechuyav to make a Berir Pri HaGafen. So since chronologically the chiyuv of Kiddush came before the chiyuv of Yayin, so that's reason number two, why the bracha of Kiddush should come before the bracha of Yayin. Beisil Olamim, Beisil says no. Mevorach al Yayin, first you make a bracha on the wine, v'achakach mevorach al Yayin, And only afterwards you make the bracha of Kiddush. Why? Mipnei shayayin goyim lekiddush atayamra. Because first of all, you need wine in order to be able to make Kiddush. If you don't have wine, you wouldn't make Kiddush. So if anything, the ikar is the yayin, because without wine, you wouldn't be making Kiddush. You can't just make Kiddush without anything. And even though we learned before that if you don't have wine, there's other ideas that you can make Kiddush with, possibly Chamar Medina, possibly Pas, according to Rashbam and many Rishonim. But you need something. So whatever that something is, that's in place of the wine. So the wine that you're going to make Kiddush on, or the bread that you're going to make Kiddush on, that's what causes you and allows you to make Kiddush. If you wouldn't have anything, just the middle of nowhere, let's say Yom Kippur night, you don't make Kiddush because there's no cup. There's no cup of wine, there's no bread, there's no anything. So if that's the case, if anything, the brach of the wine should be the ikar, and the brach of the wine should come first. Davar acher, and another svara, birkas ayayin tadira, u birkas ayayin mein tadira, the birkas ayayin is much more tadir. You make the bracha on yayin all the time. And who adin if you make kalash and pass, you make a bracha and pass all the time. Ubirkas ayayin mein tadir, the bracha of Kiddush is not as tadir. You only make it on an average once a week, and a little bit more for yantif, but basically once a week. So, tadir v'shein tadir, tadir kaidim, so then that's the regular rule. Whenever you have something that's tadir, it's constantly comes around, and something else that's not so tadr, so tadr shein tadr, tadr kaidim. Then the Braisa says, v'huchasu k'divrei Beis Hillel, halach l'maisa, we pass in like Beis Hillel, that yayin comes first, and then the bracha of Kiddush. So first the Gemara explains, my davrach, when Beis Hillel said a second reason, Beis Shammai just said two reasons. Beis Hillel says the first reason, and then they stress and say davrach. What is Beis Hillel stressing by saying davrach? Why did the Tana have to say those words? To tell us, maybe you'll think, even though Beis Hillel said a good reason, that Yayin should precede Kiddush, because the Yayin was Gerim, the Kiddush at the Yomer. However, maybe Afa Pekin, we should be Machril like Beshamek, because Beshamek gave two Svaras. Masha Enge Beis Hillel only gave one Svara. So on that, we said, Davar Acher, Hakanami Tarti. That over here, Beis Hillel has a second Svara as well. Because of Tadav, Hachanami Tartinim, there's two Svaras over here as well, which is Tadav Shein Tadav, Tadav Kedim. Then the Braisa continued, and the Braisa said, Valocha Kedivre Beis Hillel. We pass them like Beis Hillel. Frankly, Mar Pshita, why does the Braisa have to tell us that? Enough of Basco, we already know the famous story that Abasco came out and said, Achri Rab Mlahatis, that we pass them like Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai. So, and for the Gemara, Ibois Ema Kaidim Basco, or either you could say that this Braisa was learned before the Basco came out, and at that point in time, there wasn't an across the board Hachra that we always pass in like Beis Hillel. But Afa Begin, the Tana of this Braisa said, in this Machloikis, we, nonetheless, you would be Machriel like Beis Hillel. The Ibois Ema, or you could say, La Achar Basco, that in the Hanami, this Braisa was said, after the Basco. However, Rabbi Shui is going like the Shita of Rabbi Shui, Damre Mashgichim Babasco, that we don't listen to what a Basco says. The famous story in Baba Metzia with Machlekes Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shua, that they were arguing about a certain oven, if it's Tami or if it's Tar. So first, Rabbi Lazar says that the tree should be Mechiach and the brook should be Mechiach. Finally, he said, Shemai Mechichu. And a Basco came out and said, the halacha is like Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Shua answered back, I don't care what a Basco says, Leba Shamayami, and Emashkichim Bebasco, we don't listen to what the Basco says. So according to that sheet of Rabbi Shua, so who are then over here, just because a Basco came out and said, Achri Rab Lahatis and you pass him like Brazil, who cares, Leba Shamayami, Emashkichim Bebasco. So according to Rabbi Shua, there's never a Hachra to pass him like Beis Hill over Beis Shamay, and Lefihim, normally, the Hanhaga is, if you want to do like Beis Shammai, you could do like Beis Shammai. If you want to do like Beis Hillel, you could do like Beis Hillel. It's up to you, because there's no Achra either way. Nonetheless, over here, in this Machlokes specifically, there's an Achra to do like Beis Hillel, even according to Rabbi Yeshua. That's why the Braisa had a Paskin like Beis Hillel. The Pashtus is Beis Shammai agrees to the Svar of Tadav Shein and Tadav. He just hopes that the other Svar is override. I mean, whenever everybody agrees, if let's say if the only consideration is Tadav Shein and Tadav, So then Tadr takes precedence. When you have Tadr as one consideration, and then you have a different svara opposite it, so then that's always when you have the shayla. When you have a bunch of different svaras, which svara is stronger, which svara takes precedence over the other svara? The Gemara in whatchamacallit, in Zvachim, the parakol Tadr, that goes through different shaylas of when, what overrides Tadr and what Tadr overrides. So it would seem that Machlokes over here, Beshame Beisil, is Avad Beshame agrees that there's a concept of Tadr. L'chayr, we learn it from the Torah, it's Daraisa. It's from a pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, but nonetheless, he holds that these other svaras are stronger svaras and they override the svar of Tadr. Then the Mishnah continues, Heviu Lefanov Matbel Bechazeres. So Heviu Lefanov, they brought in front of him. What did they bring in front of him? So Rashbam says they brought in front of him Yerokas. Vegetables in order to dip. This is going to be the first of the two dippings that they do that night. Tosis is bothered by the fact that it doesn't say in the Mishnah that they brought Yerokas in front of them. So rather, Tosis learns that Heviu Lefanov means the table. I mean, in those days, like we know many times, they had like these small rollaway tables, and each person had his own like small little table that he ate by. So when they made Kiddush, the table wasn't there yet. So Heviu Lefanov means they brought the table in front of him. Once they brought the table in front of him, so obviously we don't have to mention the vegetables, because the vegetables was on the table that they brought in front of him. So they brought either the vegetables or the table in front of him. Matbel bechazeres, he dips a chazeres. Chazeres, like we learned earlier in our Masechta, is one of the types of mara. So we'll see in the Gemara why the Mishnah picked chazeres. But it seems what the Mishnah is coming to say is, of course, it could be another vegetable as well. The first one is not for the mitzvah mar. That's the second time that you dip. The first dipping is just kadesh yishlo atenaikus. But nonetheless, what the Mishnah is coming to say is that this dipping could be even with chazeres. Meaning, for sure, with other vegetables you could do it. But even if it's chazeres, it's the mar. So then one might think that then in such a case, maybe you should skip that dipping in order not because it's the one that's mar, or maybe once you do the first dipping, you don't have to do a second dipping. So that's what the Gemara is coming to say, that even Mishnah is coming to say that even when you have chazeres as your only vegetable to dip, you do this extra dipping of chazeres k'teish yishlu hatinakis. So matbel b'chazeres, you dip this chazeres. What do you dip this chazeres into? So that again is a machlokes rishonim. Rashbam says over here, you bedafka don't dip it into charesis, because charesis is later on for the mitzvah of mar. Over here, that you're not being makayim the mitzvah of mar, so it's not dipped into charesis, rather it's dipped into whatever it's dipped into. However, Tosis disagrees, because one of the reasons that we use charesis is because there's a certain kappa, loosely translated as some type of poison in bitter vegetables, that it's dangerous to eat, and therefore it has to be dipped into this charoses to mitigate the kayach of this kapo to take it away. If that's the case, then then over here as well, who cares that you're not doing it for the mitzvah of mar? So of course, you have to dip it into charoses. But that everybody agrees that once it's another vegetable, if you're dipping any other vegetable that's not mar as part of your first dipping, so then in a chenami it doesn't have to be in charoses. So either some rishonim say you dip in chaimitz, others bring, which is I think the minhag of most of klai, so that you put it in mei melach, and there's even reasons to use mei melach dafka, as we know. But if your only vegetable would be chazeres, so then anachanami, so then your first dipping as well would be into chareses, according to the Sheet of Tosis. Achem Megillah prepares a pas, and this is the dipping before you get to the main dipping, which you eat after you eat the bread, which is the ikur dipping that you do to be yaitze the chiyuv of achilas mar. So after you finish this dipping, have you the fun of matzah of chazeres of chareses, then they brought back in front of him matzah, chazeres, and marer, and chareses, ushnei tavshilim plus two cooked foods, which we'll see in the Gemara what the significance of those two cooked foods are. Now, the reason why we mention that they have to be brought in front of him is because even though the Gemara doesn't mention this explicitly, what happened was, in order to get the children to ask, what they did was, after they already brought the table for Bishas, the first dipping, for the Tibur Rishon, then right away they took away the table to make it look like the meal is over, and the children are going to start wondering what's going on over here. What are we doing? We didn't eat anything yet. All we did was dip one vegetable, and already you're taking away the table, and that's going to be for them to ask, and they're going to ask the Manashtana. The father's going to tell them, "No, don't worry, we're not taking away the table because the meal's done. We're still going to eat matzah. We're still going to dip again. Mar, the kid's going to say, dip again? What do you mean dip again? We already dipped. Why were you dipping twice?" And then that's going to just bring about the whole Manashtana. But once the Manashtana is over, they have to bring the table back, because matzah you for sure need on the table, b'shas ta'agada, because like we know, lachem I need lachem sha'inim alav dvarim harbe. And even mar you need on the table, like the sha'inim speak out, you're going to have to say matzah zu mara zu. B'shas, when you're going to get to that part of the agada, you say matzah zu, you're going to have matzah in front of you so you can point to it, or hold it, whatever your minig is, so you can say matzah zu. And huadim b'shas, you're going to need mar on the table so you can say mara zu. So that's why as soon as the manashtan was finished, they brought the table back. And this time on the table was matzah, chazeres, chareises, plus the maror and chareises, ushnei tafshilin and two cooked foods. Afal pi she'in chareises mitzah, and according to the Tanna Kamma, the chareises is not a mitzah. Nonetheless, they still had chareises, and obviously the Gemara is going to ask, if it's not a mitzah, so why do you have it? And like we explained before, sneak preview, that it was to take away the koyach of this kap, of this poison that's found inside the mara. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik says, mitzvah. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik says, no, the charoses is taka mitzvah, because there's other remazim, like we'll see in the Gemara, in the charoses that it's nechalatit, and so on and so forth. Therefore, there is taka, it's not stam a thing to have to, in order that there shouldn't be a sakana of kapha, but rather it's part of the Seder per se, that you need it because it has its remuzim to remind us whatever it reminds us of, that's part of the Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Uve Mikdash, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, Hayim Evi in the front of Gufa Shel Pesach. In addition to everything else they brought in front of them, they brought also the Karban Pesach that was roasted, because that's part of the Seder, so that was also brought out at that point. Amar Reish Lakish. Zayse Merisim. Our Mishnah, we have a Raya, Mitzvah is Tzviches Kavana. That a Mitzvah requires Kavana. Because Reish Lakish understands, I'm going to explain this like Tyson's, this is a simple way to understand this Gemara. Reish Lakish understands that which our Mishnah says, Matbu Bechazeres, our Mishnah was coming to Mechadish, that even if you have other vegetables around, you don't have to look for the other vegetables, you don't have to use the other vegetables. You could lachatchila do your tipul rishon with mar. Now, one would have thought that you should bedafka not use mar, because once you get into mar, like we'll see later on, you're going to get into all types of problems. That you already yaitz mar, so do you need a second dip? Do you not need a second dip? So the fact that the Mishnah came and said matbu b'chazeres, that means lachatchila could be matbu b'chazeres. You don't have to look for another vegetable. Must be because the Tana of our Mishnah holds mitzvah tzrichas kavana. And therefore, kivan de loy be'idin chiyuv de marahu de achol lei. So, since the b'shas, the first dipping, when you're eating it, it's not the time yet to be yoytz alachidas mar, because mar that you're supposed to be yoytz, you're supposed to do after the agada. When you eat matzah after the matzah, then that's when you're supposed to be eating the mar. The b'yer priyadama hu de achol lei. You're only eating it now to make this b'yer priyadama and do the tibul rishon. Therefore, dilma lo yechav lamar. Therefore, he never the lashon of dilma taisus speaks out. Is not a lashon of maybe, but over here it's a lashon of vaday. We sometimes have find that dilma is said even though it's vaday. He didn't have kavana to eat it l'shem mara. He has kavana to do it l'shem karpas, l'shem that first dipping. So if that's the case, hilchu boyle meheder et bulu l'shem mara. So he was never yoytze mara, and later on he's going to have to do a new dipping l'shem mara. So even though it's chazeres, he has no problem using it, because this time he's not going to be yoytze achilas mara anyway, and even though he used mara once, there's going to still be a chiyuv to make two dippings, even though it's the same chazeres that he ate already beforehand, earlier in the Seder. The Yisal Kedaituch, because if you're going to say mitzvahs loy by kavana, not like I'm saying now, but rather even if you do a mitzvah without kavana, nonetheless you're still yotze the mitzvah. Lama lecha trei tibulei. So in a case that a person ate chazaras, you shouldn't need to come on to two dippings. Vatal lecha dezimu, because he was already yotze with the mitzvah of achilas mar with the first dipping. And as of now, the Gemara is assuming that enechanami by other vegetables, we want you to dip twice kadesh yishlo atinoikis. But that's only because the first dipping you weren't yaitzemar, and the second dipping you're going to dip again to be yaitzemar. But we're in the first dipping, you already yaitze yirchiyamar, so over there you're not going to say go do another dipping again, the second dipping just kadesh yishlo atinoikis. That's the first dipping that they were mistaken for that. But once he was yaitzemar with the first one, automatically, because mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana, so then it would, l'chayra, you should not need to make a second tibul, and if the Mishnah says you need a second tibul, must be that our Mishnah holds mitzvah tzrichas kavana. So on that, the Gemara says, no, mimai. Domala ilo mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. Maybe not like Rish Lakish, maybe the time of our Mishnah holds mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. With the ka'amrit in that which you asked, why are you doing a second dipping? Teretz is, ki hechi the lehevi heker the tenaikas, in order that the tenaikas, the children should see something strange, and therefore that should be more of them to ask. Meaning, even in the case that you're yoy to the mar with the first tefillah, afal pikein, they were misak in the second tefillah, just with the same mar that you were already used and we already yoy with, just the same, this heker of kadesh yislo atenaikas. V'chitem, if that's the case, you can ask me a question. In Kaleshmin and Shaya Rokas, so then why by the first dipping are we saying Chazeres, that you should use Chazeres and you shouldn't look for other vegetables like we assumed until now? That's Pshat in our Mishnah. Other Rabbi, you should rather look, since the first one is only for a heker, so it would be better to use other vegetables. So Amphithing, well, you're right. Yashmin and Shaya Rokas, if we would have said other vegetables, so have a minute, then you would have thought Hecha the Ikar Shayirokas, that if you have other vegetables who'd been traded bully, then that's when you do dip twice. Abo Chazeres, but let's say you don't have other vegetables, Chazeres Lachuto, all you have is Chazeres, Leibali Trade Bully. So in such a case, since you were ready Yetzimara the first time, then you shouldn't dip twice, or you don't need to dip twice, Kamashulan. That's the chiddush. Dafilu chazeres being in trei tibulei. That even though it's chazeres, nonetheless, you still need to dip twice. Ki hechid levi hakiru the tinaikis, in order to make this hacker for the tinaikis that they should ask. Meaning to say, again, the way the Tosis understands, originally, like we spoke out, the Gemara thought that the Mishnah is coming to say that you use chazeres even though you have other vegetables there. On that, we're answering no. Avad, if you have other vegetables there, you should dafka use the other vegetables and not chazeres. The chiddush of the Mishnah is you use chazeres in a case that you don't have any other vegetables. Because you would have thought that in such a case, since you don't have any other vegetables, you should only dip once. Kamashulam, that even if you, that even in this case that you don't have other vegetables and the first tibul is going to be done with chazeres, nonetheless you should do two for the heker. But avad, that's all b'diavad, because now you're being yosef mar the first time, and then the second tibul is not, which is the time that you should be yaitzimar, you were already yaitzimar. Nonetheless, you still have to dip twice. But l'chatchila, where you have other vegetables, of course you shouldn't get yourself into such a situation. V'oid, furthermore, says the Gemara, because, so, first we were daicha reish lakish, there's rai in svara. Then the Gemara says, furthermore, I have a raya connected reish lakish, because tanya, we have a bryce that says v'feirish, achon demai. If you eat the mar out of produce that was demai, it was produce that was brought from Amoritz, you're not sure if Maisa was taken off, so normally you're not allowed to eat such produce. So one might think that since it's also to eat, if he eats mar of demai, he's not yotzei zchi of mar. Nonetheless, says the Brisa Yotze, he was yotzei, he did fulfill his chayv. And the reason is, like we said earlier in our Masech to Legabi Matzah, that since he could potentially become an ani, and then he could be mafkar all in the chosim, and then demai is roi for him, because an ani is allowed to eat demai. So therefore, even now, the fact that it's potentially roi for him is enough to be yoyzei ischi of achilas mar with demai. Achlam b'lo miskaven, let's say he ate the mar without any kavana, yotze, nonetheless he's yoyzei, so the Bais is saying, b'feirish mitzis ein tzrichas kavana, not like Rish Lakish. If you ate it in two shots, you didn't eat it all together. Rather, you ate half a kezayis, let's say, of mar, and then you ate another half a kezayis of mar. Yotze, also your yotze, ubevad shalai yisha ben achila chaverta yis mechdeh achila's pras. As long as you didn't pause between one achila and the other achila more than kedeh achila's pras, whatever this man of kedeh achila's pras is, ask your local Orthodox rabbi. But even if you didn't eat it all in one shot, you didn't eat it straight without a hefsek, even if you were masik in between, as long as the two achilas were within a kedei achilas pas of each other from the beginning of the first achila to the end of the last achila, so then he would be yaitzei. So bottom line, we have a beferish abraisa that says not like Reish Lakish. So the Gemara answers Tanaihi. You could say it's a machlokes tanoim. Minan Hanami, this brayza that we just quoted, says mitzvah ain't shiches kavana, not like Reish Lakish. But there's another brayza that holds mitzvah shiches kavana, and therefore Reish Lakish could still be correct. It ties up our Mishnah, that our Mishnah, like the Manamar, mitzvah shiches kavana. The Tanya, Rabbi Yosi Omer, Av Bishatibu v'chazeres, even though he already dipped the first tefillah, the first tibul, with chazeres, nonetheless, mitzvah lavi lefon of chazeres v'chareses, he has to bring a second time chazeres, maror, and chareses, v'shnei tashilun, that like we said before. And so, why do you have to do it again? L'chari, you were already yaisi the first time. Must be, because mitzvah shichas kavana, the first time you only did it l'shem, the tibul kadesh yishu atinoike, so you were never yaisi achilas mar, and therefore you have to do it a second time. Says the Gemara v'akati, what's your raya from there? Maybe Laila Matayi the Rabbi holds Mitzvah Ein Tzrichas Kavana, and therefore you were ready to your chiva of Achilas Mar with the first stepping, and nonetheless you have to bring it a second time. Why? Because that which you need to dip twice is like we explained before. Because even though you were Yaitzei the chiva of Achilas Mar with the first tefila, with the first tibul, nonetheless, you have to do it a second time. But even the second time is needed out the hacker of Kadesh Yishlo Atinaikis. So, what's your raya from Rabbi Yosi? That Rabbi Yosi holds mitzvah shichas kavana. And for the Gemara, imkain, if that would be pshat and Rabbi Yosi, my mitzvah. Rabbi Yosi's lashon was aval pisha tibul berishoyin b'chazeres. Nonetheless, mitzvah lahavi lefanu chazeres means there's a mitzvah over here. There's a chayv to do it. If it's only Kadesh Yishlo Atinaik is only a hacker, he shouldn't have said a lashon of mitzvah as if it's one of his chayvus. He should say alpha pi, he should still do it. He should say alpha pi shatibu bechazeres mevi in lefan of chazeres. Nonetheless, we still bring it again, which would tell him that he should do it a second time. From the fact that he says the word mitzvah, it sounds like it's part of his ikar chayv, which means to say he wasn't yet yaitze matzah yet, and he has to do it l'shem the mitzvah. So from here, why does he have to do with l'shem the mitzvah? I was already yaitz in the mitzvah with the first tibul. Must be that Rabbi Yosi holds mitzvah shichas kavana, and since the first time wasn't done with kavana, l'shem achilas mar was only done l'shem kedesh yishlu atinaikis. B'meila, the second one is taka a mitzvah. My shnei tafshilin, that which we said that you bring two tafshilin in front of the Bala Seder, the one who's running the Seder, what's the two tafshilin? Amar Rav Huna, silka va'reza. It could be any two tafshilin, it doesn't have to be dafka meat, it could even be silka, which is beets, so we have bring in front of them cooked beets, va'reza, and another one of cooked rice. I guess the Gemara was Fardi. So you bring even that you're already yotze shnei tafshilin. Rava have a mahadra silka v'areza. Rava would be mahadra to dafka bring these two tafshilin, beets and rice, and even though he had meat available for him or other tafshilin available for him, ha'ilv enavim b'kum d'rabuna. Because since that's what Rav Huna said, you could be able to even with that. So it was dear to him. He wanted to show that that's halacha l'maisa. So he bedafka would bring those two tafshilin. Amar Rav Ashi, Shema Mina mid Rav Huna, that we see from Rav Huna, lest the chayish l'ad Rav Yechanan Menuri, that no one is chayshit for the shita of Rabbi Yechon ben Uri. The Tanya, because we have a brisa, we quoted this earlier in our Masechta. Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, Oimer Oires min Dagonu. We know the way we pass on this chamishes min Dagon, and matzah and chametz could only come from those chamishes min Dagon. Rabbi Yechon ben Uri disagrees. Rabbi Yechon ben Uri says that rice is a min Dagon. Is Dagon just like wheat and barley are Dagon? Therefore, v'chayavin achimutzei karis. So, if you cook rice in a way that it becomes chametz, so then it would be chametz just like wheat and barley become chametz, and one would be chayav karis for eating it. And on the other hand, if you cook it in a way that it doesn't become chametz, alam yotzi b'yidei vazi b'pesach, you could be yotzi yichiyav avachidas matzah with it, like we learned earlier, that the same minim that may be used for achidas matzah, the same minim that are subject to the Isra of Achilles Chometz. The meaning that don't come to the Isra of Achilles Chometz are not roy to make matzah out of it. So since he holds that Iris is a Mindogan to be Chayav Chometz, so who adin Iris is a Mindogan to be Yaitzi Yerchiv of Achilles Matzah. So over here we bring a cooked dish of Iris, so, and we're not, if you cook it like that, we're not Choshet that it becomes Chometz. It must be that we're not Choshet for the Shita of Rabbi Yechon ben Uri. Chizkiyah says, going back to what's the Shnei Tan Shilin. So Chizkiyah says, afilu dog ubeya she'olov. Even an egg, a fish, cooked with an egg on top of it, they used to baste on top of the fish when they used to cook them or fry them, they put an egg. So you would think, that even though there's two ingredients over here, but now that they're cooked together, that becomes like one tafshil. Kamash alone, that's considered two tashilim. So if you bring a dog with an egg that's made on top of the dog, on top of the fish, that would be considered two tashilim. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Tzarech Shnei Mini Basar. Rabbi Yosef disagrees. Rabbi Yosef says, no, these two tashilim have to be dafka, two types of basar. And the significance of these Shnei tashilim is, Echad Zecher LePesach, VeEchad Zecher LeChagiga. One of them is Zecher to the Karban Pesach, the other is Zecher to the Karma Chagiga. Over here, the Rishonim have a shaila that since one is Zecher to the Pesach and one is Zecher to the Chagiga, so there some Rishonim want to say that the Pesach, which is roasted, so that one should be Dafka roasted. The Chagiga, which is the Chagiga's Yidalad, which didn't have to be roasted, so that one could be cooked. And the reason why we say Tavshilin, which is a Lashon of Bishul, is because one of the two was cooked. Other Rishayim disagree, and they say that if you would have to roast one, the dafka, the one that's Zecher LePesach, then you should have to roast both. Because the Tana of our Mishnah, like Gemara is going to say later on, we had a machlekes earlier, if the Chagigas Yedalad has the halacha of a Karban Pesach, and it has to be dafka roasted and eaten with all the other halachas of a Karban Pesach, or not. So the Tana of our Mishnah we're going to prove later on from the Hemshech of the Mishnayos, the way the Manash Tana was written in those days, that the Tana of our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yeshua that the carbon Chagigas Yudal had to be dafka roasted and eaten just like the carbon Pesach. So Mimonashach, if you're going to have to roast one, you're going to have to roast both. So Elamai, Teretz says it's only a Zecher, doesn't have to be roasted at all. And then if that's the case, then neither of them have to be roasted. Most of the minig nowadays, I think by most people, is they do roast them. But Meikra Adin, the Rishonim come out that Luchera, it's just a Zecher anyway, they don't have to be roasted.
We don't use
Basa. We don't even use Basa. For the Chagiga, we use an egg. Right. Right. There's other reasons. There's other reasons to dafka use an egg because of the Havelis and so on.
Right.
We don't hold like a Yosef. No, but it's you could still hold that it's Zecher LeChagiga.
And that should be roasted.
Because why else do you need Shnei Tavshilin? But El Chanami, then it doesn't have to be roasted. No, oh yeah, yeah, then it doesn't have to be roasted. Yeah, no, for sure. All right, for sure. Yeah, but it's Abba became the minig to do that, to burn. And even the first house, so even though it's Basar, most people use Basar life. I don't use Basar Behema, many people. Yeah. It's not real. Yeah. Ravina Omar, Ravina says, Afilu Garmo Ubishula, if you take a piece of meat, a bone with meat on it, and the gravy that it was cooked in, that's also considered two tashilin, because you have the meat itself and you have the gravy, and you could be able to tashilin with that. Says the Gemara Pshita. So going back to Mara. So it's Pasha to us. Heichod Iko Shari Rokois. If you have other vegetables available to you, so then by the first Tvila, by the first people, Mevarach Shari Rokois, you should bedafka use other Rokois and make the bracha Bayer Pi Adama. This way, because you're not going to be able to eat, you can't eat any vegetables without making a Adama. They're not part of the Suda over here. They're not, so you can't say that the Amoiti is Moiti them. You can't eat anything without a bracha. So you're going to have to make a Adama. So Mimela, you should use the other vegetables first to make a Adama. You'll be Yotir Adama. The Hadar, Mevor HaLachidas Mara, and then when you get to the second Tibol, then you'll. You're already Yaitzi Adama, and then you'll make an Al-Khiyas Mara on the second one, and eat it. Now, the question is, that's if you have other vegetables, and that's what everybody does. The question is, Heicha Deleka L'Chasa, what happens to a person who doesn't have other vegetables? All he has is Chasa, he has Mara. Chasa is lettuce, one of the types of Mara like we had before. So, Mai, what does he do? So Amar Avuna Mevarach Meikara Amar. The first time he makes a bracha on this mara by Pri Adama, va'achal and he eats it. Ulebesayif Mevarach Alei Alachias Mara. And the second table he makes another bracha on it Alachias Mara, va'achal and he eats it again. Rishonim explain that Rav Huna holds like Reish Lakish that we said on the top of the Yomun. He holds Mitzvah Sriches Kavana. If that's the case during the first tefila. He's not Yetzir Achilas Mar anyway. So all he has to make is a very Adama. He doesn't have to make an Alachilas Mar because you're not being Yetzir Achilas Mar now. So even though it's the same vegetable that you're going to eat later on, it's not a problem to not make a Bracha Alachilas Mar the first time you ate that vegetable, and now you're going to eat it again and make a Bracha Alachilas Mar because the first time you taka weren't Yetzir with it. And therefore, so that you'll dip it the first time, just make a Bari Pri Adama. When you get to the second time, after that Gada, and after you eat matzah, and you dip it the second time, so then you'll make a Baruch HaVachidus Mar, and then you'll eat from it again. We'll see in Rosh Hashem tomorrow's daf that the Reb Chista is going to argue, and we'll discuss why Reb Chista argued. Is it because he disagrees with Reish Lakish, or he wants to say that even according to Reish Lakish, that's not what you do? But as of now, Reb Huna says that since you're not being yaitzeh with the first table, that you don't have to make a alachidas mara on the first table. Rather, you make a alachidas mara by the second one, which is the ikra alachidas mara, like as if you had two different vegetables. That the first one just kadesh yishlo atenaykes, and the second one is the ikra alachidas mara. So that's why the bracha of alachidas mara belongs to the second table and not the first. Okay.
Perfect. Why would you?